the storyline is?
Well, we decided to keep it to it's Melbourne's experience from our perspective, because we know no other story than what we've experienced. And it's the ups and downs of, I forget, I kind of like do Zoom meetings, I record them and then I come back to them when I need them. But I know the beginning, middle and the end. We even have like, I've never written a musical. I know there's meant to be like a jazzy, upbeat number at the end of the first half that's meant to entice people. So actually, yeah, the climax is us going into stage four lockdown. It may just be something to get us through. But when I tell people about that, they're like we're paying out the government. It's a satire. I don't know what the bloody terms are, but it's a poke fun at, but it's reality. And he's done about 6 or 7 songs, and we're now putting our heads together to do some movement to those songs. We're actually allowed out of our houses. The thing is, we're not in each other's 5K. Can't even create. That's the ridiculous thing here in Melbourne. Are we allowed to do acro and touch each other? We're not sure. Are we at that stage yet? I don't think so. We're not, like, we're legally allowed to sit with 5 people from 2 households. Like, to even create art has been, you've got to use who's in front of you, who you live with, you know, gain access to virtually. Yeah, it's insane when you think about it like that. We can't even get to each other to do it. I don't even think we're legally allowed to video record out in public at the moment, because that's not an essential reason to be outside. Like, I mean, fuck it, everyone's doing all different things, but like, we're actually potentially able to get a $5,000 fine. And, you know, the biggest thing is, I know my struggles, and as an extrovert, are my struggles. I know there are people that aren't struggling as much as, say, I am with being so suppressed. It's a very odd, very odd time to be told you can't move. And isn't that the struggle? As I said, I've been so angry the last 6 weeks with this 6 week extended stage four. I just got angry, and I wasn't spreading that joy that I usually spread. It was hindered with this, like you said, activist stance. But as my mental health has improved, I've been able to acknowledge what putting this musical together actually means, and, you know, and what it means for just, you know, even if it just, like I said, even if it just gets us through. I've also acknowledged my client, that I've been taking on the stress of my clients. So not only have I been doing it in my own head, it's like that. Yeah. So yeah, I kind of hesitated to promote and to do different things because I wasn't sure whether it was coming from, and that idea of we're all, you know, how you're living COVID in Adelaide and how New South Wales is living COVID and how Queensland is. Like, I think here, the biggest thing here in Melbourne, it's like we're not unaware that everybody is still living COVID. I just think the story needs to be told about how this actually felt.
Oh my God, yeah. And not from a political partisan way.
No.
Just from
a good old-fashioned, artistic, stick-it-in-the-bum kind of way.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what art is, you know? That's when it's actually really, really interesting, because for the last 6 months prior to COVID, I was like, you know, art comes from depression, and we really haven't had we haven't had a big drop. We haven't for years. We haven't had, you know, what came out of World War II, the Great Depression in art was such a shift. Yes, I'm aware we're not getting a lot of funding and we're not being quite supported right now, but this is where this is where we need to tell those stories, because that's what we are. We are activists in an artistic sense, and if we do it in the right way.
It's the right medium. It's the perfect medium for now.
Yeah. Even, I laugh with my, you know, I'm a performer who jumps online every morning. I created Cindy Sweats not just for the people I was going to make healthy and happy, but for myself. And I laughed and I go, come on, guys. Like, I send them videos once a week to, like, check in. And I'm like, oh, hi, everybody. I'm like, oh, come on, this is my only platform to perform. You know, the arts has gone belly up. So effectively, it's like giving me a bit of a fix as a performer, because I'm playing this, although it's me, I'm getting to play this health professional character as such.
Yeah.
And I get to ham it up as much as I want, or, you know, I get to try some jokes and they're like, no, we're just here to train. Can you shut up? But in actual fact, that's my difference as Cindy Sweats, is that you come for the fitness, you get the results, but you also are trained by a kooky nut job that keeps you entertained, which is amazing because that's my worlds combined.
I think this is amazing. And I think there's a whole play in what you're saying.
Oh, don't worry. As I said, I'm actually writing a TV series.
Wow.
For Cindy and Safety Banana. I'm putting it to that medium.
And it will fly. And the time couldn't be more right.
No, and it's a story of a solo female travelling the world in a time where we can't travel. So I guess you could say I've got my finger in three pies at the moment.
So that's the Cindy Sweats, the musical. And what's the other one?
Well, Safety Banana, like telling that story. So the business, the actual personal training business, and then the story, Cindy's story, and then the musical. But what's amazing is Cindy Sweats, the company, the fitness, is giving me the freedom, has given me the financial freedom to have the time to work on art.
Which is what you lost.
I am so humbled, I am so thankful, and I am such an extrovert waiting to be even more of an extrovert when we're allowed to be. I just said to my mum this week, I said, you know what? I didn't live a mundane life. I did acknowledge the simple things. That's why I lived, the life I did live, and I can't wait to go back and live that life. I'm gonna promote it even more because I'm done with these fucking four walls. Gonna explode.
How many Melbourneites do you think are feeling that? Probably not to the same extent as you, but...
And so this is the biggest development for me this week, is acknowledging that this is my story. I was getting angry for the 5 million people. When I was angry for the 5 million people. But in actual fact, there's some introverts, or there are people who are growing and developing, you know, doing study and all different things, who aren't real. I didn't understand this concept of not being affected by what we're doing, what we're being made to do. So that's a big realization, is that there are some people that have been okay with this, and I have just acknowledged that I'm not okay with it. I'm just not. But I can't keep speaking for everybody else. I need to speak for myself.